Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Question: what if you just wish the game would be over? When you become aware of the stakes, you don't ever want to be finished. When you really get into the game, you know there's no place else to go, so there's nothing else you want to do. As long as God has you here, as long as God's got the game here, you know you're being useful. When you have the game tied up in having it give back what your mother and father denied you the first 7 years, it'll never be fun. Question: how do you escape the feeling that you'd only be winning if you got what you wanted? Your intelligence would have to kick in. That's not the game. That's what you want the game to be. It's as if Hamlet in the middle of Act 2 said, "I'm going to change these lines. I want this to be about something else." It's already a functioning play with roles and lines. This game is about God's needing temples to dwell in on earth. The game is about your polishing up as an instrument so that God can ride around. It has nothing to do with what you've decided would make you safe and happy. You say, "I've decided it would be fun to have a husband, babies, a job, a lot of money, and a lot of people loving me." That is not what you're doing here. Or it could be how God is using you, but if it's not, you haven't failed anything. It's just not how you're being used. Question: it's amazing that what's supposed to be a gift, a wonderful game, can feel so painful. It's not amazing. It took thousands of years. Getting to this point was very painful. Now it's an addiction. Whenever something's on automatic pilot, it goes where it's used to going. What's being called for now is that you stay conscious and choose your responses, knowing those choices have consequences. The reason the tree of knowledge was in the middle of the garden was so you could go up or you could go down. It was the tree of opposites. It was a tree of choice in the middle of the garden. Will you partake of the experiences, or will you align yourself with that has no needs? You have to know what's down there before you can choose to go up here. It's called the fall. You have to know what it feels like to feel satiated, to be out of your mind with worry, so you can choose to feel another way. The fall was not a bad thing. It was mandatory. In monasticism, they make you eat bread and water so you won't crave food, go celibate so you won't crave sex, shave your head and put on a robe so you won't try to make yourself attractive. Then you want what you're suppressing. You're not moving through it. You have to move through. Here's food. I choose God. Here's sex, and I choose God. Here's fear, and I choose love. In the presence, not in the absence. The other is behavior modification. The only thing that creates permanent transformation is choice. Question: so the ego's hold over you comes from all those lives when you were learning from the fall? That was very useful. The problem now is that you're acting like the quarterback who gets the ball all the way to the goalposts and then doesn't want to give it up. The only reason you have it is to keep giving it back. It's not yours. It never was and never will be. You agreed to be a steward over this. It's not going to change because you put in years. It's still the same game. You're evolving a temple for God. You'll either turn it over or you'll hurt. A rose evolves a body for God. An oak, a pine, and a cypress evolve bodies for God. They're not trying to change the game. Just because you got a little boost because God wanted you to be in on the game, to be conscious of the fact that you're God, you want to be God separate from God? Question: it seems like we're constantly moving from participant to observer. When we're in the middle of the drama, we can't see the light. You have to be willing to be present. That's what most people are unwilling to do. They think it's too difficult. They go unconscious and plant a seed for the next ugly moment, and then they don't remember that they did it. They cry, "Why is this happening, God?" Your last action created this moment. Now you want to beg God to get you out of it. What goes in must come out. The only thing that can save you is your own willingness to stay conscious in the moment, choosing every action, every word, every thought. The world responds to you. Whatever you put out is what you get back. People really do want you to have what you want when you want other people to have what they want. Plant only love. It would take 5 minutes for your whole life to turn around.